InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Whether you're talking to one person or a million, the key to being heard isn't volume, it's impact. Our guest today is Valerie Geller, author of Beyond Powerful Radio, an audio communicator's guide to the digital world. And she's here to share how anyone, on air, online, or in everyday life, can speak so people listen. Valerie, what do you believe is the single most important element of powerful communication?
I think it's authenticity, actually. If you speak sincerely from the heart and you care about what it is you're talking about, that comes through. You can't fake that. I don't care how good an actor you are or how fantastic a public speaker you are or broadcaster, podcaster, or even writer. If it's authentic, it feels different. And that's the difference between somebody who really has that 100% powerful communicator talent and someone who does not.
You talk about creating memorable moments. How can someone do that in everyday conversations?
The work that I do is based on three different things. Tell the truth, make it matter, and never be boring. And part of telling the truth, are you authentically interested? Are the facts correct? But there's another truth, which is part of the making it matter. How does this affect the person that's listening? And if there's something in it for that person, then it becomes memorable. What's in it for me? If I'm going to give you my time, what do I get back? Are you going to entertain me or inform me or give me a talkable topic that I can talk about with people later? Are you going to make me laugh? Are you going to tell me something where I really learn and I can use it in my real life? Maybe you're going to inspire me, or maybe you're just going to persuade me to your way of thinking, and that may be indeed very memorable.
How do great communicators build trust quickly, whether on air or in person?
Again, tell the truth, make it matter, never be boring. There is a trait that every great communicator has, and really the superstars in radio and podcasting have this, but so do the great teachers and lawyers. And the element is this: when you meet them, even though they're a total stranger, if you've heard them speak, you've heard their work, or you've listened to them on the air or on a podcast, you feel you know them, even though you've never met them. You feel like you could sit down and have a cup of coffee with that person. And that's what all the communicator stars have in common. I work in 42 countries throughout the world, and in every country, in every language, that's a common element. I feel I know you, even though I've never met you.
Our guest today is Valerie Geller, author of Beyond Powerful Radio, an audio communicator's guide to the digital world. Valerie, what's one common mistake that people make when trying to persuade or connect with others?
Again, it's what I have to say instead of what you're going to get. The minute you can turn around the way of speaking from what I have to give, you know, I have five sets of tickets to give away, or you have five chances to win. And if you can actually substitute we, me, I, us, our, and let's, and use the word you instead, you will be amazed at the effect it has. People will listen longer, they'll listen more deeply, and they feel like you're talking to them personally. And it's very, very effective.
You emphasize storytelling. Why is storytelling such a powerful communication tool, even in brief interactions?
You know, human beings, Chris, are story junkies. We love stories. From the beginning of time, you know, from the caveman writing on the walls with pictures of the Stegosaurus hunt, you know. The bottom line is that if you can tell somebody a story or illustrate with a story, it will stick in the brain longer and people will care. We love stories. The minute somebody says, "Did you hear?" and then what happened? And they want to know what happened next, you own that audience, because storytelling is our most powerful form of human connection and communication. It's how we pass on our history. It's how we pass on our experiences in life. And it's how we teach lessons.
Shifting gears a little bit, how can nonverbal communication enhance or undercut what we're saying?
You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of the nonverbal communication that goes on now is with screens. People will be listening to you, but they'll also be looking at their phone or their smartwatch. And because of the digital world that we live in now, there's a lot of shiny objects and ways to be distracted. And the greatest gift you can ever give another human being is to fully listen to them. And in fact, there's a quote in the book in the interview section from Dr. Carl Faber on listening, talking about listening is the greatest gift you can give to another human being. Really hearing what they're saying, not just the words, but what are they telling you? And when you look into somebody's eyes and you really listen to them, it is indeed a great gift.
We're talking with the author of Beyond Powerful Radio, an audio communicator's guide to the digital world, and that's Valerie Geller. What advice would you have for someone listening who says, gee, I'd like to be a better communicator. Where should I start?
Well, reading this book is a very, very good way because we really have steps to become a better and more powerful communicator. Every single person can grow and improve and up their game and get to be a better and more powerful speaker communicator, whether you're a teacher, a lawyer, you're standing up and giving a wedding toast, or sadly, maybe you have to give a eulogy at a funeral, or maybe you're hosting a podcast, or you're on the radio. The methods work. In a nutshell, start with the thing you care about and make it about the listener. Try to speak visually, you know, use the language to make word pictures. So instead of, you know, gee, Chris, did you see the beautiful sunset? You turn it around and paint with words. It's a tangerine sky, a cotton candy sky. Make a movie in the mind of the listener and put that listener in the movie. Tell stories powerfully. And again, we have about 15 different methods of storytelling in the book, Beyond Powerful Radio. Talk to one person at a time. Never let anything go too long. Listen powerfully. Stay curious. You know, allow the humor to happen. If you make somebody laugh, their brains fill with endorphins and their learning centers open up and they'll take in what you say much more deeply. Be who you are. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be your true self. And then take some risks, you know, throw it out there and say what you really think. And those are some of the elements of powerful storytellers and powerful communicators.
Do you have any tricks for someone who finds themselves in a high-pressure situation, a very tense situation where they have to perhaps speak in front of the board of directors or something, and they weren't expecting that? What can somebody do to kind of get a grip on things and not lose it?
If you're nervous before giving a talk or a speech, or if suddenly they throw you the ball and you weren't expecting it, take a deep breath. Even if you close your eyes for 2 seconds and just take a deep breath and then start. And one of the secrets of not being nervous is to immediately jump to the thing you know about or care about. Because as soon as you're talking about something where you have some real passion, knowledge, or expertise, you're not nervous anymore because you know this stuff. You got this. And the minute you're talking about that, if you're trying to fumfer around and tell people what they want to hear, what you think they want to hear, that never works as well. So what I always advise my clients and the people that I work with when we do the one-on-one coaching sessions is simply start with the thing you know about, start with the thing you care about, start strong. And if you're really nervous, just take that deep breath. All those lessons we know from meditation, they really work. So do that before you start.
Well, finally, as we're wrapping this up, if you could give us just one piece of advice to help someone listening become a more powerful communicator today, what would you suggest they do?
The most important thing to understand is that listeners have the attention span of a flea. You have 3 to 5 seconds before somebody is going to zone out, tune out, or you're going to lose them. So again, is what you're talking about affecting their health and safety, their emotion, their money, the power, something in their life that's going to touch them? Can you instantly show them why they should care about the thing that you are talking about? And the minute you can do that, it's like getting a fish on a hook that you put in the water. You have engaged, and then you can go into your storytelling and the rest of your content.
Valerie Geller, author of Beyond Powerful Radio, an audio communicator's guide to the digital world. Valerie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Chris. And if anyone would like to get the book, www.beyondpowerfulradio.com. It's published by Routledge, Beyond Powerful Radio. Thanks again.
And that's it for this week's show. Special thanks to this week's InfoTrack contributors, Roy Mackey and Gina Tedesco. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. We hope you'll join us right here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.